Me. Bring it from the diaphragm. You know how actors do that backstage. Were you a theater kid?
No.
Man, that's what theater is. he's like, you know, I'm geeky. I'm not nerdy.
How dare you say
that? I was like, are you trying to vomit like a dog or something? I remember my dog did the same thing back in the day. Yeah.
All right. Got it. We're going to be talking about a stage production.
Right? I know.
Yeah, just do it properly.
Gotcha.
Prepare properly, sir. How dare you make fun of my method?
I think everyone is.
Well, they just don't understand. The work of a genius and artist. Oh, but let me see here, boy. All right. Let's go ahead and get into our review right now. And who knew? Who knew, Martin? You're a historian right here. You might have known this. You might have known this. Mm-hmm. That back in the day when our founding fathers were out there helping to shape America, that they were also writing some dope rhymes. Dropping bars. Fire. Yeah, man, that's a rap album cover right there.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah, Get Free or Die Trying. Yeah, man, classic right there. But, you know, everybody argues, you know, have all these people talking about, man, I was the original rapper. No, I was the original rapper. People don't ever mention Alexander Hamilton right there. Yeah, man, don't teach you that in school. Man, took all the hip hop out of history, man. Yeah, man. You know, I will say this, though. I will say this. These are truly some insane times that we live in right now. All this racial tension and divide that's going on right now. And yet, the most popular version of our founding fathers are the black and Latino ones right now. Mm-hmm. The ones where we got black and Latino people in cosplay.
Hey, it's the most inclusive.
Yep. It is. It really is. We're talking about Hamilton. The expression goes out there that unless you've been hiding under a rock, then you have heard of Hamilton.
I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties of sorrow. The first time I'm thinking past tomorrow.
I was under that rock for a long ass time.
I feel like you under that rock is because you pushed the rock on top of yourself.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah, no, I did it intentionally. Hamilton's still out there? No, at first I was doing the hipster shit. I was like, well, everybody's listening to that. You know, I ain't got to deal with it. Everybody's just doing it because it's popular right now. You know, old Corey, he does a different thing. You know, I make my own plays. Nobody sees them.
But they're all in here, though.
Yeah.
I don't have to write my shit down.
Yeah, I perform it every week. Yeah, people. But yeah, I'm a Hamilton virgin, man. And the other part of it was that I figured that once it got popular and I heard how great it was, I thought I was going to be the one. You know, I'm saving up for the day I got my $3,000 so I can go get that VIP seat.
Oh, please.
Get the full Hamilton experience. Hang backstage with the crew for a little bit. Good job, Miranda. Good job. Good job, sir.
Yeah, you know. You're more like the guy who probably said, I'll wait till it gets to theaters when they do that adaptation of it. Like, I think a lot of people were.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what has happened so often with the popular Broadway musicals. You're like, well, okay, I don't know when, if ever, I'll get to New York. I guess I'll wait till it's a road show and comes to my town.
Yeah.
And then it gets to your town, you're like, man, I don't want to pay that much.
Yeah.
I just wait for the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. By that time, you're watching the goddamn high school play version. That's my baby. He's the one in the tights in the background. Holding the rope. But yeah, man. Hey, you know, I tell you what, being a cheap-ass hipster has its perks, though. I was able to save $2,997. Waiting for this shit to come to Disney Plus.
It's not the same, though. It's close, but it's not the same.
No, you're right. It's not the same. It's better. Martin, you know.
Oh, that's why you hate leaving the house.
Yeah. Yeah, Martin. You know why everybody was sitting in one spot. Spent all those thousands of dollars to sit in one spot, have one angle, and then come out with nothing but bragging rights. Well, I was there. But you know me, I saved $3,000 and I was able to have every angle that was impossible to have with those seats right there. I was able to get up in people's faces and see the nuances that y'all didn't catch. You know what I mean? You can, of course, you can catch it now after you spent your money. But me, I was able to sit in the comfort of my own home and feel like I was in the play. I was next to Hamilton.
You tell yourself that.
I was next to Hamilton, looking in the sky so thoughtfully. I understand you, brother. I understand you. Yeah, it's on Disney Plus right now, man. This is the phenomena that everyone has been talking about, saying you have to see. And everybody was kind of like me, saying, you know what? Well, I guess I'm just going to have to save my money one day and make that trip to New York, because ain't no place to see it. If you act, and I'm not even lying, if you want to see this, people try so many times for years to watch bootlegs of this and versions of it. And I know people eventually were able to do that. But there was a time where this was so coveted and people were scrubbing it so much from the internet. The only place to go to was Pornhub.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And okay. I tried to do that. Then I just end up watching porn. So,
you know, you get too easily distracted.
Yeah. I got the porn parody of Hamilton. It's okay, like, well, this is good enough.
What was that on here for again?
Yeah. Yeah, this is fine. I'm sure the message is the same. There's just a lot more sex going on. But yeah, people.
Now, I know in the beginning, you had to be a celebrity to be able to even be able to buy one of those $3,000 tickets.
Wow.
Yep. Jeez. Yeah, well, they put you on a list. You had to be on a waiting list. You had to know a guy who knew a girl who knew a guy who knew another guy. Yeah, man.
There was a point where Jimmy Kimmel had tickets, and then he got bumped for Oprah.
Wow!
which serves him right for all the years he missed.
I was going to say Oprah did that shit on purpose.
In hindsight, it's like, it's pretty funny.
Let me know when Jimmy come up here and buy a ticket. Hey, I'm going to fix your ass. Yeah, laugh at this motherfucker. Yeah, man. But now it's on Disney Plus. It's accessible to everybody. And while it is not the same as watching it live, you are getting a different experience than most people did. Let's go ahead.
It's about as good as it can get for not seeing it live.
Yeah, filmed in three different versions to bring you this version that they have right here. Of course, they say musicals are a hard sell and not for everybody, even for a phenomenon such as Hamilton. I mean, it's just, you know, some people just don't like musicals. Some people say this is the one. This is the one. So just sit down, let's do a couple of songs, and you'll be hooked. Let's see if that's true. Let's go ahead and watch the trailer for this. We got some people. You've listened to the songs. You've seen a version of it, I think.
Yeah. I saw a pristine, unbelievably good bootleg of it years ago, where I don't know how somebody on like the third row was able to record everything in HD. Wow. And it was only like a couple times he put the camera down, and they subtitled it. And I had a friend who got this. It was exclusive. He was like, listen, I'm going to invite just a few people to my house to watch it. And I got to see it that way in his living room. And it was incredible.
Wow.
That man died to bring Martin that bootleg experience. I guarantee you, that guy's dead.
And then I watched this one on Friday.
All right. Well, I haven't even heard the songs. I'm not lying. I kind of stayed away because I thought one day I might actually go to have the Hamilton experience. Was this good enough right here? Let's go ahead and take a look, and we'll be right back with our review.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Best theater.
You nailed it. You nailed it right
there. Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to teach you, man.
No, I'm some culture, man.
Man, let me say this. As somebody who has not seen this at all, I will say that this is so good. I was mad at myself.
Fuck you, me.
My conscience, my body just said, you denied me this shit for this long so you could be cool or you were waiting to go see this shit. When, nigga, you ain't got no money to go see this. Why were you waiting so long? You should have bootlegged that shit like Martin right there. At least you should have listened to the songs. You ain't got no excuse, man. It's on Spotify, one of the most listened things on Spotify. Listen, you might not have made it out to the play, but why did you deny yourself any of this? The fuck is wrong with you? I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. I wouldn't go take a shit. I just walked in the mirror, not even looking at the, watching the bathroom, not looking at the mirror. I was like, what? You don't deserve a reflection right now.
Okay, here's why I don't blame you. Because often when something's popular and you don't see it at first, it gets so hyped that by the time you get to it, you're like, man, all that hype for this, you guys put me up here and I'm let down. Or sometimes the stuff is like, y'all just wanted something so bad, you built this into something more than what it was.
Yeah.
So after so many letdowns, you're like, why put myself through this? And what? This is one of those rare cases where it's like, oh, you guys were dead on.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And there was a little part of me that's saying, you know, people might have built this up, but really so many people, a couple of people told me that they'd seen it. And they said, you got to go see this. If you haven't had any experience with this at all, just wait. And then I read that online, like, oh, you know, and I thought some people might have been full of shit, but oh, there's nothing like seeing it live. You can try to watch it in some other form, but you won't get the full experience, just like I said on the screen right there. Experience. But now that I've seen it, I'm that annoying asshole that's going around like I'm like the guy that's at a party.
Now you're Paul Revere.
Yeah, hear ye, hear ye. Have you seen Hamilton? Sir, have you seen Hamilton? Yeah,
I'm like that guy at a party who I'm like the last one to find out what the cool thing is. I'm going up to groups of people like, man, have y'all heard about this thing called Hamilton? And people are like, fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like,
no, man,
like 4 years ago.
Man, y'all heard about this shit called Hamilton? Boy, y'all better get on that. Yeah, we been on that. Fuck away from us. Yeah, I feel like I like that's the thing that sucks, because I want to go around and like tell everybody, man, Hamilton is awesome. Shut the fuck up. Seen it. Wow, my mind is blown. Mine is blown with this. Y'all know me. I don't ever look at, man, you know me. I look at something, I'll be the first to be like, shh, whatever. You know, you've just been told to like this. You know, you do what society tells you to do.
Okay, you're bandwagoning too, huh?
Yeah. But my God, I sit up here and I really don't want to be this guy. I really don't. I don't want to be the one to sit up here and say what everybody's saying, but I think my eyes have seen genius with this. This is incredible.
It is. It's one of those things where somebody came to you with the concept, and you're like, well, I mean, that sounds cute if you could pull it off, but come on. And see just to what level they accomplished everything they were going for.
Yeah. Mine is blown. I mean, you heard the songs.
I heard the songs before, but the thing that kind of gets me about the production is how it kind of gets into the really intimate details of these historical figures that is often forgotten. Like Alexander Hamilton, when I studied him in school, we learned that he got shot in a duel. That's about it.
Right.
And it's so refreshing that this play actually goes into all the things that he, you know, brought forward with his country, like our central banking system and things like that. His relationships with people like James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, and Aaron Burr, and getting into the fact, Aaron Burr, he was a flake. How he would never have a position. Like, I loved it when all those like intimate details, which you never would have never read these in a history book, right? Like, taught in school. You know, that was refreshing.
Those details you're talking about are right, because look, I could not even grasp what this was about. I mean, the concept escaped me, because it's such a it's really a hard thing to convey sometimes when you want to sell everything. Because when I looked at this, I just saw a bunch of Black and brown people dressed up like Prince rapping, you know, about politics. I didn't
know. Especially
Jefferson.
Francophile.
Yeah. In the story alone might even sound kind of boring if you try to sell it on that. You know, watching this, the concept of it is mainly the life of Alexander Hamilton, you know, dubbed here as the forgotten forefounder, the man who didn't get his due. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody out there getting Everybody out there getting high praise, getting their faces on high landmarks, and all he got was a $10 bill. Right? Mm-hmm. people can't even tell you who's on the $10 bill. True. People don't even care about the $10 mm-hmm. bill. Ain't nobody talking about. You know,
it's all about the Benjamins.
All about the Benjamins. It ain't about the Hamiltons. Ain't nobody ever said nothing about no Hamiltons.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Shit, even I mean, this goes to show you: either you a high roller or you broke as fuck. Because everybody knows George Washington. Everybody knows Benjamin Franklin, but don't nobody know about Alexander Hamilton on a $10 bill. Be honest with you, if this was a piece of trivia today, I couldn't tell you who's on a $10 bill.
I only know because maybe 10 years ago, before there was even talk of this play. I had a friend, and she was obsessed with Alexander Hamilton.
Interesting.
And she wanted me to draw a picture of him for her.
Boy, how many times she's seen this play?
I use a $10 bill as my reference. Nice.
And let me tell you something. They got his ass looking rugged as fuck here.
Oh, yeah.
They look at it. At least she was
running down the history like, no, he's the only founding father who wasn't president and his own money. And he was handsome, and he did all these things. Yeah. I was like, okay, if you say so.
I'm looking at him right there. They chiseled him down a little bit, like he got some plastic surgery, because the other one that we saw before, he was a pudgy motherfucker.
That was later years.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he does
have great hair. Handsome there.
Oh, he still got them dreamy ass eyes.
Yeah.
But this is about him, the forgotten founding father, man. People don't even recognize him when they spend money. $10, you know, ain't nothing to sneeze at.
No, I'll take it.
I'll buy you 10 things at the dollar store. You know, they talk about how, with him being dubbed the forgotten forefounder, how he was the architect and influence over so many things. You know, he was the architect of our banking system. You know, his political influence on other bigger historical figures like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Mm-hmm. But now that I see it, now that I've, you know, been able to see the play, I get how huge this is. I get why this is so why it became so big. This is a miracle of a production right here, man. It's such a genius blending of so many unlikely elements mm-hmm. right here. Like you said, if you tried to sell this on paper, be like, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of mixed up shit? And this would never sell.
Or you figure if they did it, it'd be, well, I mean, you know, it was a nice try.
Yeah.
It was cute. I see what you were going for.
It was ambitious.
It was ambitious. Or, this is really about the music and the history was just sort of a backdrop.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. And you don't expect it to be as accurate as it is.
Or as
intricate as just with all different things going on. How there's so much to think about.
Yeah.
So many things they brought, things you didn't know, things about history, the interplay, the idea of having a diverse cast just to bring home the inclusiveness of this story.
Yeah.
To make it not just, okay, it was these white guys who put all this together, but just how universal so much of this
is. Mm-hmm. No, that's one of the things I think has the lasting power right here. So that's you know, it brings together all these unlikely elements, but also with that, it's bringing together a lot of unlikely groups. You know, it is in having them bond over one common thing right here, where it seems like none of these things would fit, none of these pieces would fit. You know, the history buffs, the political history buffs out there.
Yeah, no, that again, that's the thing that
the amazing the amazing stage production and in the theater people that they're bringing in, and also the music.
Yeah,
the music here. You know, so you have, especially with hip hop music. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that's kind of bringing in the history buff, the theater people, and the mainstream is brought in through the music. That's how they get everybody else.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's when they open the doors to everybody. You think I'm bringing all this stuff together, like who the fuck thinks like this to bring this all into one production? This man right here, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, it took somebody like him to go, well, why not?
Why not? It took him like 7 years to put this together, too.
Wow.
And it's funny because, you know, it's crazy. The last time I remember being introduced to this guy, not introduced personally, but seeing him, like even seeing his face, but I know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
This fool was on Electric Company trying to teach people the letter G.
You better be afraid of my gargantuan growl.
Geez, somebody needs to breathe. Gentlemen, there's no need to be mean. It's me.
My name is Soft G.
I wonder how much he smoked before to get into character.
I forgot they did a newer electric company.
Yeah. Because I remember this, because I used to like this number right here. Uh-huh. Like, I don't remember a whole lot about about Electric Company, but I remember that one right there before I even knew his name. Mm-hmm. And this is way before Hamilton. This is like 2012, 2011, something like that, man, when I saw that. I can tell you, as a newbie with this, it is the music that's getting people in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now with this, people, they're gonna come out and they're going to comment on the politics of it, because that's the smart thing to come in and do. Oh, it's so detailed and it's... And, you know, so factual. And people, you know, all the history in here is so great how they got it all right. You know, I'm not going to lie. I don't understand half that shit. All right? I'm not going to bullshit you.
I liked it, though.
I'm not saying I didn't like it, but I'm just saying, look, it's a lot of detail in there. I'm giving this a compliment. It's very dense. We're talking about almost three hours of... Minus the bits of drama they have in there, they talking about politics. Look, you can call me dumb. I'll call myself dumb. I didn't understand half that shit. All right? It's going to take me another 4 or 5 listens, and I don't mind doing it to get what was really going on. But I tell you, for the times that I didn't know what was going on, I was still snapping my fingers. I was bobbing my head. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is happening, but it's got a nice beat to it. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I'll watch it again sometime. I will listen to it again. I'll pick it up. But I know I'm not the only one. I know there's people who are going in here and they're like, I don't even give a fuck about what's happening. This music is so amazing. You know, on repeated viewings, I think that's why how people are getting the story. Because on repeated viewings, people are going back for the music. And then they're listening to it and like, oh shit, I missed this part right here.
Yeah.
Man, this thing keeps giving, I think. It's like, oh, that's what that meant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that character's motivation was. Oh, it's all coming together now. Now it's not just like a bunch of great musical numbers. This story is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I picked up more the second time.
I think what also helps with it is that it doesn't. There really isn't a moment where they're just people talking.
Yeah.
For the most part, like they just go in a song every time.
Yeah, it's one of those musicals where everything is in song,
which is good. So you never have those low moments. You never had that moments like, okay, what the hell they were talking about? Because here's the next song, and it's just washing over you again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I kind of like that. That was cool.
Man, I'm gonna tell you the way that Lin-Manuel Miranda. Who wrote this? I don't know how much she had to do with all the music. I'm sure he had some help with this, but even on a conceptual level, it's amazing. But you can already tell, even on a conceptual level, his knowledge of theater, history, and hip hop, combining all that together, that's insane what he's done. I know y'all look like, man, Corey, we knew all this 4 years. Fuck you. Let me gush. My mind is blown.
Well, you know there's going to be new people out there who are finding like, oh, well, it's on Disney Plus. I guess I'll watch it. I mean, I guess people keep talking about it.
Yeah.
It's finally something new on this channel. And, oh, it's 3 hours? Oh, man, I don't know if I want to devote 3 hours. And I know I would say this. Okay, tell you what. Just watch some of it. Say you watch the first act. It's broken into 2 acts. I guarantee it breaks for intermission. And if I was to come to you and say, okay, that's fine. You don't have to watch the second act. You'd be like, well, I kind of want to see what happens after this.
Yeah, unless you're my wife. But that's another story. She got up. Like, I was like, where the fuck you going? You disrespecting Hamilton over here. I was mad. She got up and was like, I'm going to get some fresh air. I was like, no. You don't just get up and walk out on this shit.
He wasn't like, well, it's not my country.
Oh, the fuck? Yeah, she was kind of like that. No. She's like, I don't understand this any more than you do. I'm out. So she left. I was like, I was mad. I looked at the dog like, you see this shit? The dogs were paying more attention to this shit than my wife was. They went to it. But man, if this looks like this, something gonna throw you off because musicals are not your number. His love of hip hop in here and his knowledge of hip hop is amazing. If you are a fan of 80s and 90s hip hop, especially like golden ages of hip hop, you know, so-called golden ages of hip hop, early years of hip hop, then you're gonna have a lot of fun just listening for all of the references and all of the Easter eggs that are in there. I heard so many things from, I'm just gonna name off, this might not mean anything to hip hop people, for those who are in hip hop, you'll know. I heard so many things from right from the beginning, like Mobb Deep, a line from Shook Ones. I heard like Notorious B.I.G., the Crack Ten Commandments is in it. You'll hear it. DMX was in there. Grandmaster Flash was thrown down. Mm-hmm. All these things. And it's like, you listen to it like, oh my God, this is like just a big Easter egg parade of references right here, man. It's fun on that level, mm-hmm. Itself. Even the way that even if they're not putting in direct references, it's even fashioned around, let's put in things that even sound like samples, and you hear the record playing, and you hear actual samples being used briefly in there. One of your favorite numbers was, what was it called?
I have two.
Well, The Room Where It Happens, which it's a very stage show piece, complete, mm-hmm. where they're playing like a banjo or something in the background. But it's that, you know, it's that hip hop twist to it that makes it sound so good and so accessible too for people who might not be in the stage musical numbers.
Two Virginians and an immigrant walk into a room, diametrically opposed foes. They emerge with a compromise, having opened doors that were previously closed. The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial power, a system he can shape however he wants. The Virginians emerge with the nation's capital. And here's the pièce de résistance. No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened.
He's like, got your ass. He's good. He's on this. I knew he'd get it. And Chris on that bobbing his head and singing the words. I think he was doing a little air banjo.
Now just snapping. Just snapping.
Oh, they're playing like Kermit. Yeah, man. You know, what's that guy, Louis Odell Jr.? Is that his name?
Leslie Odom.
Leslie Odell Jr.
Odom.
Odom. That's it. Odom Odell Jr. Who does he play in this?
Aaron Burr.
Yeah, the guy that got into a duel with Alexander Hamilton. They started out as friends. They tell at the beginning, they became mortal enemies by the time it's done.
He's kind of framed as the, I wouldn't say villain of the piece, but certainly the one who's like causing most of the problems in the
Well,
in the,
what
the
it was,
play.
At least I got this from it. I can tell you this, because I love beef. You know, it's one of the first rap beefs to go on. You had Hamilton just saying, hey, look, man, there was some political shit going on. Yeah. He didn't back him up on a certain thing. And he said, look, you know, the thing is, the difference between you and me is like, you told me early on to play it safe. That's why you ain't shit, because you playing it safe. Right. I'm out here like disrupting things, man. So, yeah, I ain't got your back on things. They're like, all right, fuck you. It was some rap beef going on, man. And that's what appeals to people. Yeah, man. You know, so while then that's how you get brought in. So while you may have people like me who don't get all of the politics in here, and then there's guys like you, especially you, who understand that. So while Chris is over there making fun of me, oh, he don't get all this political shit, I'm making fun of Chris. See, Mark, he don't get all this hip hop shit.
I don't. I did not know those references. Yeah, that sounds nice though.
But I like that horn.
Very true. To feel like you two are gonna walk off at 10 paces.
Hell yeah. But you know what it does? It combines other music outside of that. It's just so much different styles of music that if you are just a music fan, are you old enough to know a lot of different kinds of music, you'll recognize different things.
Well, that's something because I'll see people complain. It's like, oh man, I just don't like rap. Or I can't understand what they're saying because they're rapping mm-hmm. so much of it. To which I would say, yeah, it does make it harder to follow. So I would tell everyone, hey, first time you watch it, put on the subtitles. It'll help a lot.
Yeah.
But also, if you feel that way, a lot of people get turned around when they get to the King George number, because that's just straight singing.
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, the King George number, played by actor Jonathan Groff, who's great in this, man.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Who's pretty amazing in this. If you listen to his number, he does sort of a breakup song. You know, he's talking about, yeah, you know, America, go ahead. Go on your punk ass. You'll be back. You come back to me.
Back. We had something. All right.
Yeah. They always come back, bitch. I'll be here. But his is done in the style of a 60s, very, 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 very 60 pop, mm-hmm. 60s pop song.
You'll be back. Soon you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell.
You remember that I served you well.
You know, if you listen to that, because I was listening to it, I'm like, that reminds me of another song. I was serious. I was sitting up here just thinking. My wife even saw me on my phone. I was like, this reminds me of a song. What is it? What does it remind you of?
I can't peg it. And I love 60s pop music.
The moment it came up, I went through a couple artists. Like, I finally got to it. I was like, that's what it is.
Oh, I could hide.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
How did I not catch that?
As she sings. That's a Daydream Believer, man. Yeah. It's been done by a few people, but I used to love the Monkees when I was a kid.
Me too.
And I remember.
I love them now. I think I love them now more than I did before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I used to watch the show.
No, I did too. It's funny because as a kid, you know, it was one of those shows that would come on. I loved it. And then older, I watched, I was like, I can't watch this shit. It's too goofy. But their music, I've gone back and listened to, I was like, man, they got really underrated as just being almost a joke or just something for TV.
They were actually really good musicians. No, they were still performing, man. Mm-hmm. They still did shows.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of them are dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Davy Jones and,
yeah, and Peter Tork.
Peter Tork. But yeah, man, you know, so they take direct references from other genres of music. I guess maybe it was for King George because King George, you know, they took a very poppy song from the 60s because he's one of the few white characters on the cast.
Sure, sure. And British because he's overdoing the British accent.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's very much British Invasion kind of, yeah, you know, music.
And he's doing it on purpose. I tell you, though, yeah, if he did want to get into hip hop and spit some bars, he could do it as he literally spits on stage and people.
I love that spittle. Spittle what sells it, man. I love that.
Yeah, I know.
Like somebody who's trying to be cool, but they're really seething, frothing at the mouth.
And that's Mad King George.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
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 So.
Yeah, he's like those spitting dinosaurs on Jurassic Park, man.
No, don't change the subject. No, don't change the subject.
It was like when he was done, I'm like, God damn.
Oh, Jesus.
I had to wipe my eyes. I'm like, shit, I got corona now.
Sit in the front row. You got to have a tarp like at a Gallagher show.
You need
show.
To see the man. I'm going to pull it up. Oh, he's coming.
You're going to sit down like, you might want this, an umbrella? I don't understand.
Yeah. No, don't change the subject.
That's a lot of spittle. That's a few gobs of spittle.
Man, was he hungry and somebody had a sandwich off stage? He was slobbering and salivating.
I will say, though, as you know, I've talked on you guys now. I'm ignorant when it comes to music, but, and as someone who doesn't know a lot about rap, I still feel like they infused it with so many different other types of music I don't know, it worked for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of like that. I guess it made it more palpable. Mm-hmm. For myself, so I like that.
Well, again, you know, like I said, man, that's the incredible thing about this is that all these things were able to be fused together where nobody recognizes it as, oh, this is just straight hip hop. Oh, this is a straight history lesson. You know, all this stuff blends together that when you don't have to listen to it in parts, you listen to it all blended together and everybody is into it, man.
There's something for everybody here. If you were to come into it and go like, I don't know if this is for me, stick around.
Yeah. The real genius behind this, though, is what Martin was saying earlier, to some degree, that having black and brown people play these roles to tell a story of history that's usually full of lies and exaggerations, that those lies have marginalized certain people. You know, that's been also what some people say is their problem with this. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But it is... you know, it is something where that inclusion of using people of different colors to tell this story, I think, is what is really resonating with a lot of people out there, people who normally wouldn't be into this, you know. It transcends all of the political details that you see going on here. More than when this was made years ago, this premiered in 2015, I believe. Like I said, Lin-Manuel Miranda was working on this, what I hear different things, but I hear 7 years consistently. You know, during that time, he was doing a lot of things and writing a lot of stuff, dealing with issues that what they talk about here deals with what they're doing here today, with what's going on today. Who would have known when he was writing a story? I don't know. And maybe they added this later. I don't know. They could have added. Maybe it's going. I don't know. You know, this is my first time with this, but this whole thing about immigrants, was that added in later, or was that part of the story the whole time?
Well, Alexander Hamilton is known for being an immigrant. He's from the Caribbean. So I don't know if it was added in, but it feels natural, the story. So it's just oh shit, yeah, it's even more relevant now than ever. I gotta like that.
Yeah. How immigrants had a role in forming this country.
Yeah, which he did.
Yeah, and even though you know there's a lot of political talk about Alexander Hamilton, but in the play, he's kind of presented as, and I'll show you Lin-Manuel Miranda playing him. In the play, he's presented as a political architect, but also he's got an entrepreneurial spirit to him that I think appeals to a lot of people. You know, it's really a sense of, you know, no matter your background, more than the real story of America, this kind of sells the whole thing of you can do anything you want to do enough hard work behind you.
Slightly more than Aunt Jemima. His story is of the American dream, where he was born. He was illegitimate and raised in an orphanage and an immigrant, and still came over and did all these amazing things just by his will of spirit. The fact that he was just like, I got to do more. I got to do better. Yeah. I there's more I want to do.
Yeah. They open up the play saying, you a bastard and your mama's a hoe.
Yeah.
Pretty much at the beginning saying, you ain't shit, so... How did you get all of this?
Mother word got around. They said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education. Don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. Just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their room sick, the scent thick. And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
And that's Philippa Sue, who plays one of the Skylar sisters, his wife, in the movie where they show them getting married. No, all the heavy stuff aside, this is just an amazingly produced musical.
You know,
you can go into all the details and everything, but damn, even without all that, it might not have been like the held as a genius piece of work it is right now, but people have been like, that's a damn good play. It's a damn good production that's going on right there.
All one set, too.
Yep.
They only really changed the background except for a few items up in front.
Yeah, true. As I said, the Disney Plus experience, I mean, live is one thing, as I said, but you know, even if you've seen before, you're getting a different experience here because they had to they did this on three different performances. I think they did two of them with an audience, and then they did one with no audience so they could be on stage with cameras and catching people's faces.
Makes sense.
So, you know,
it's funny because when it ended with this, I was looking at the audience people and sitting in the front row, and they were just wearing t-shirts and shorts, and I was like, what is this? How would I
pay
$3,000 for the show and just dress any kind of way?
You paid for it.
In New York.
Those people were from Austin.
Yeah,
the performers are incredible, man.
The dancing, too. I know we haven't really talked about it, but you know, people in the background who have to do like all those certain things and be exhausting. Yep. They did such a fantastic job. I was just watching them for a little while. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. All that and wearing intricate costumes under hot lights.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, for as long as it is. And I am never prepared for how emotional it is in the second half. Halfway through the second act, I cry all through the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's cool that they are able to, you know, do all these, like you said, man, they bring all the dancers in the background who, you know, it's cool that these dancers are, you can see the emotion on them too, man. It's like, like it's true. Somebody said, hey, look, there's no small parts. Don't get out there and bullshit because you ain't got some big line.
I know. Well, I auditioned for one of the Skylar sisters, but I guess I got to be in the chorus. No, you could be in the audience. So
some of the standouts for me for the performance here are the Skylar sisters, played by Philippa Sue, which I just told you, she's the one on the far left. In the middle, you got Renee Elise Goldsberry, and that's Jasmine Cephas-Jones. Cephas on the far right over there.
She's a daughter of that actor, you know.
Well, which actor?
Ron Cephas-Jones. He was in Luke Cage, and you know him when you see him, a tall, skinny, brown skin.
Got that yes. Goatee.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah, I know yeah, you're talking about. Yeah.
That's his kid right there?
Wow.
The one on the far?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? All of them were great, man. It's Renee Ellis Goldsberry, though, who gets like a huge number here. And that number is great, man. It's one of the – some people even said, that, like, look, the drama's good, but the political stuff is a little bit better. But they always mention this number right here with the, one of the Skylar sisters as being incredible.
All right, all right. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, this motherfucker's drunk again. Told his ass quit drinking before the show. Just make it part of the show.
I got a big laugh.
Yeah, just go with it.
Now everyone give it up for the maid of honor, Angelica Skylar.
A toast to the groom.
To the bride.
From your sister
Angelica,
who's always by your side.
To
your union.
To the revolution.
And the hope that you provide.
May
always be satisfied.
You know, my favorite, though, in here was David Diggs, man. David Diggs. Sorry, David. I don't know.
David.
David.
Yeah, David.
David. Yeah, Negro, you David. David. David Diggs.
David Diggs.
David Diggs. God damn it. Shit, him. This dude, he who played Jefferson. He played two roles.
Yeah, a lot of the actors play two roles.
Yeah, yeah. He played like one.
He was Lafayette at first, and then he was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, like the guy you just saw who's like, all right. He played Hamilton's son later on in the movie. Yeah. Then he played, forgot his name in the movie, but one of the guys who was early on fighting, helping with the revolution. But David Diggs, I loved him as Jefferson, man. Yeah. He had this whole role where he was very cocky, almost flamboyant in a way.
Francophile.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. I loved some of his musical numbers were my favorite. My favorite was when he was
in the rap battle.
Rap battle is amazing. Mm. That rap battle is amazing, man. I love what they do with the culture here. You know, they have a debate, a political debate that's done like a rap battle. Love that. But I love his introduction. We just comes out. He gets the crowd. He gets the crowd going out there. He's like, "Oh, hello, people. Hello, hello." And he has just some of my favorite music. Even with him not singing, I love the music itself. But with him in there, it's definitely amazing.
France is following us to revolution. There is no more status quo. But the sun comes up and the world still spins. I helped Lafayette draft a declaration. Then I said, I gotta go. Gotta be in Monticello. Now the work at home begins. So what did I miss? What did I miss?
You were so dignified.
he don't give a shit.
He don't give a shit.
Nope. Man.
That was a great blues number. Your ass got slavish as fuck. Nah, it's a great number, though. It really is. I'll, yeah, man. You know, I know there's been questions about how historically accurate this is. To which my response is black and brown people playing the founding fathers. That it wasn't historically accurate when they cast the shit. So, you know, I don't know how much you can say about that. Now, there are details in there. What they mean by the historical accuracy of this is, you know, they'll mention things like the dark history of slavery with these guys, which is a valid point because being that this was made back in like 20 when it premiered back in 2015. Because I have to say, I do admire them for not taking that predictable route with it, being a cast of you know, black and brown people. It's definitely made it more accessible for a lot of people. You know, you can go watch this guilt-free. And also at the same time, you know, if you think about it, if they were to address slavery,
who would play the slaves?
It's black people owning black people, you know, so it gets a little tricky. So I do appreciate they didn't have to go that route with it. That's where I would only say it feels like it's slightly outdated now, because while everybody's talking about we got to address these dark issues of history, this dark past of history, especially with the founding fathers, that's not in there at all. It doesn't address that at all, which, like I said, for some people, it didn't bring the presentation down for me. Not at all. I will say that it is a valid point that people make. I'm not going to be one of those people like, oh, shut up and enjoy it. With what's going on today, if somebody was to get into it and say, you know what, I haven't seen this before, now I watch it, you know. With them not dressing, it almost seems like they're just, you know, glorifying these people and not their past. I can get it.
But they do. They do mention Hamilton being an abolitionist.
Yeah.
They do mention it, but people have said
two or
like,
three times.
Yeah, no, I've caught some lines in there. Like, there was even a line where they say, you know, when they were doing their rap battle. Oh, was it the rap
battle? Yeah, the rap battle of Jefferson. Yeah.
But Jefferson is like,
it's not you planting those seeds in the ground or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was something about you talk about labor when you paying, when you're not doing the labor. You know, mm-hmm. there was slight things like that. You know, it's easy to miss.
It wasn't the focus of it, but it wasn't mentioned.
It was mentioned, but again, you know, mentioning is a, you know, if you miss, you can miss it. It's just a slight. Well, here it is, right here. We did our part. Again, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. If people want to see it and say that it feels outdated because of that, I get it. I don't think it ruins the play at all. I don't think it ruins anything with that. You know, it is a weird thing seeing how this came out right at this moment when everybody's talking about that kind of issue. And this doesn't mention it really that much at all as far as just a little aside here and there. But, you know, it's such an amazing thing that they've done here, man. Somebody said it like this. Look, don't go in, because I don't even go in looking at it as a history lesson. Don't go in looking at it as a history lesson. Somebody said, you got to go in looking at this like fan fiction. From somebody like it has its moments in there where it's accurate, but is it completely accurate? No, it's not. There's things in there you could probably go in here and there and pick apart. You have to look at it like a guy came up with a concept and made it his way, and that's it. If you go in there looking for history, then I think, you know, you'll be happy with some things they got right, and there's a possibility you might be disappointed. But other than that, I think that it's an amazing thing they've done here. Go ahead.
Well, I would say don't look at a history lesson in as much as you can't learn all of American history in 3 hours. I mean, that's a long amount of time, but it's not nearly enough time to learn American history. And if you were to look up the things they talk about, which everybody's been doing this weekend, you'll see that the vast majority of it is accurate. And that's refreshing to know that, hey, this wasn't just done on a whim. Mm-hmm. There was really a lot of work put behind it. And the idea was to make it accurate so that it felt real. Everything about it is so on point that even watching a second time, I was even more amazed by it. And like I said, I cried a bunch the first time I watched it and didn't expect that to happen this second time, and it did. And I look forward to watching it again. It's a better than sex thing for me.
Yeah, what about you,
Chris? I'm not going to pretend to know like how Lin-Manuel Miranda like thinks and how he came up with the concept, but maybe the reason why he has people of color in these roles is because it's kind of, in a way, it's representing Alexander Hamilton, this lost, forgotten historical figure, this founding father, but he's also casting black and Latino actors in these roles because these people have also been forgotten by history, or they've never been emphasized in real historical events. So maybe that's why he's, or in the entertainment industry in general, until now. And so maybe that's kind of why he has them playing these roles. At least that's how I figured it. You know, I'm trying to make sense of it myself, but no, to everyone's point, no, like I'm ignorant when it comes to music. I've admitted that multiple times, but just letting these songs kind of wash over you and exposed to different types of genres, you know, hip hop and rap and also classical stuff. It's like, I think that was really cool. And just kind of focusing on these really incredible talent. Like, I forget the guy who plays Aaron Burr, but I was like, I want to see him in more things. And
Leslie Odom.
Yeah, he is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, go watch Harry.
Okay.
The superhero version.
Maybe I'll skip that one. But no, I absolutely love this film. I don't really have any complaints. And again, the somewhat of the historical accuracy is like really refreshing, because this musical taught more about Alexander Hamilton than any social studies, any history class in middle school or high school America. There's no doubt about that. And so I really admire that about this thing. So I'd have to give it a better than sex. No complaints whatsoever.
Yeah. I am right behind you, not at better than sex level. Like, I didn't cry during it, because mostly I was just like really amazed by, you know, all the everything I was seeing. I was just in awe sitting up there the whole time. Mm. I was as somebody who saw this for the first time. It not only do you see what people are talking about, but you really do feel like, God damn, what took me so long? you understand to come in and just you feel like part of the club now.
You're,
like,
you're the pity member though. It's like we eventually have to let him in. It's been years.
Let him in. Jesus.
And just indulge him. Let him get it out of his system.
Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna be that annoying person. If you come around me, I'm gonna want to talk Hamilton with you because I have to talk about it. I have to. I said, man. It only feels like just a slight weird timing with it. It does feel slightly out of date with what's going on right now. But other than that, as I said, man, I hardly ever use this word, but and I'll say this again: genius is not about all the stuff you learn in books. Genius is not about science, and genius is not about coming up with theories that nobody has ever seen or changing the world in a certain kind of way. Genius is just how you think from somebody else, and how that thought actually comes in and just moves people and changes them on that level. You know, and nobody could have thought of this like the way this man did. I mean, I can guarantee you nobody would have thought about bringing all these things together like he did. Yeah. There's no way. That's a 1 in a million shot right there that anybody could ever put these kind of things together like he did. I don't even think he can repeat the same thing that he's done. This man has left he's left his mark on the world. If he doesn't do a damn thing after this, and he should never try to top himself. If he does, it's going to be like, shit, this guy's not human.
Well, I mean, hell, we still have In the Heights coming up.
That's Heights, yeah. I mean, so who knows, maybe.
And then Moana was right after this.
Which was also incredible, yeah. He's Disney's golden boy right now.
At this point.
One of them.
But none of those were, I don't think, are ever like Hamilton level,
No, that's the catching.
But he will do. No, he does. He will do some things that will always be. They'll be great. Mm-hmm. But this right here, man, really, I'm jealous of the people who were able to go see this and have I'm jealous of the people who were able to see this before it even hit Broadway.
Oh, I know. Right?
This was off Broadway for a long time.
But think about it. If you saw it then, you went out telling everybody, you don't understand. And everybody's like, yeah, okay.
And you know what
No, I'm trying to tell you. You have to go see this. Get the fuck off.
Oh, that would be even better. You'll see. You'll all see. You're all fools.
I was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened.
Yeah, but you that guy in after you've been fired from your job. You're living on a park bench. Just people coming up like, man, you were right. I just saw it. It's incredible. Get off me and give me a dollar.
They called me crazy. I told them first. No, not again. No.
I actually think the timing on this is great because not only so much talk about immigrants, but this dropping right for 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
It's a very patriotic thing that is not divisive.
No, it is something that
except if you're Trump.
It's perfectly timed for 4th of July in the sense that, as you said, people will look at this and go and hopefully just research the history on their own. Let me tell you something. I've never been more interested in the history of 4th of July because, like I said, a lot of that shit has been taught to us as a lie.
Sure.
So I've never given a fuck about the 4th of July except for going out and swimming and eating pizza and barbecue and popping fireworks. But this is probably the most patriotic I've ever felt about the holiday when they dropped this.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, all right, you know what? I like that people who were pushed aside from this history are the ones that embracing it and getting other people to go research it through hip-hop and other means and getting them to realize what the true story is behind it. So on that level, is amazing. Yeah, I give it an extremely high full price. It's right behind a Better Than Sex for me. But I can't wait to not even watch it again, but just kind of put it on the background.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Because I'm doing
listen
stuff,
to it all
man.
The time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to some stuff today, and I had to cut it off because I found myself just kind of listening to it. Like, I'm not doing my work. God damn you,
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
But, man, love it. Love this.
Without a father, got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter.